الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: قرة عيني في الصلاة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربي يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين، يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, successful indeed are the believers who are humble and submissive in their salah. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that my utmost joy and the coolness of my eyes has been placed inside salah. And mashallah, last week we began talking about how to develop khushu' and the benefits of having khushu'. So today we would like to elaborate a little bit further on these points, inshaAllah. So last week we mentioned how to develop khushu' before the prayer. Today I would like to mention a few points on how to develop khushu' within the prayer. Firstly, an advice that is mentioned by our ulama is that fight the whispers of shaitan during your prayer. Always be on guard, as shaitan wants to destroy your salah. Seek Allah's protection and force yourself to reflect on what you are saying. The second advice that is mentioned is know that you are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that He is responding to you. Salah is a private, intimate conversation between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Feel privileged that you are entering into His court. You know, if somebody was to ask us what is the biggest gift that we have ever received, imagine if our answer was that Allah gives me the ability to worship Him. That's my biggest gift. Even though I'm not deserving of it, even though I'm not deserving of getting called into His court, yet Allah calls me time and time again. Allah gives me the ability to stand before Him. This is tawfiq. This is blessed. And we should value it. The third advice is that try and understand what you are saying. Try and learn the translation of everything you recite and say in salah. Not just the Quran, but even your tasbih. Even the adhkar that you read, even the salawat that we send, the du'as that we make, try and understand and learn the translation for those. It will increase your pleasure inside salah, and inshallah, it will increase your belief and iman. The next thing that we should try and do is change and vary the adhkar and the surahs that we read. Memorize additional surahs of the Quran. You know, don't let it be such that you, mashallah, you pray 10, 20, 30 years of your life, but in every single rakat, you don't change from Surah Ikhlas. You recite it, even though you can. But my beloved brothers, try and vary your surahs. Try and change them up. And if you only know a few, try and memorize maybe one more, two more, three more. Allah will give you the ability. Allah will make it easy for you. And then you will start to enjoy the Quran. Also, try and vary your adhkar. There are some other du'as that you can read within your salah as well. In your farad prayer, try to keep it to what is mentioned. But in your nawafil prayer, in your sunnah prayers, use these du'as. When you're praying individually, try and learn these du'as. There's longer du'as that you can read inside your ruku', when you are standing in your qawmah, when you are in your sujood. Between the two sujoods, you can vary these du'as. Try and learn them, my beloved brothers. The next advice is, try and recite the Qur'an slowly and beautifully. Don't rush what you are saying, and give every word its due haqq. Try and recite it with the tajweed. Try and recite it with its due right. The next thing that we should try and do is reflect and interact with the Qur'an. Ponder over what we are saying. Let the words try and penetrate our heart and allow your iman to increase. You know, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come to a verse in which Allah would be glorified, or when Allah would be glorified, he would stop and glorify Allah. When Jannah would be mentioned, he would stop and pray for Jannah. When Allah's wrath and ghadab was mentioned, he would seek refuge from it. When Jahannam was mentioned, he would seek refuge from Jahannam. He was interacting with the recital of with the Quran during his prayer. Let us try and adopt this. Let us try and involve this in our prayer. The next thing that we should try and do is be calm when we are reading. And try lengthening your prayer, if it's possible for you. Don't rush through each step. Stand and sit up straight in each posture. And take your time with your adhkar. And enjoy your conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And try and prolong it. You know, every single rukun, every single posture has to be with ta'deel, has to be with calmness. Ta'deel arkan is one of the wajibat of salah, where you have to calm your body down. You know, if you're reading your salah in a way that you are continuously moving, for example, when you go into ruku, your body hasn't relaxed, but you come out of ruku very quickly, you're like pecking the ground. This is makruhat in salah. These are things that you should avoid in your prayer. You're like pecking the ground. When you go into your ruku, make sure your body becomes relaxed. Just like when you get a rubber band and you stretch it and you let it go, it comes back to its original position. Your salah has to be like that in every position. When you're going into one position, let your body relax. When you're coming and moving into a different position, let your body relax. My beloved brothers, this will, inshallah, help us increase in our khushu within prayer. Something else that we can do is remember death and the akhirah during and outside of our prayer. Imagine that you are praying your final prayer and visualize the stages of the akhirah in your prayer. This will, inshallah, help you to increase your khushu'. The next thing that we can try and do is cultivate and bring these emotions inside our salah. What type of emotions? The love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should have umid and we should have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah will forgive us. Even though we're not worthy of being forgiven. Me and you know how disgusting and filthy and how much of a sinner we are. When we come out in the morning, we're like, Ya Allah, it is all thanks to you that people don't know what I get up to in my privacy. What I get up to behind closed doors. Allah, nothing is hidden from you. But Ya Allah, you hide my sins from the people. Allah is Sattar. He is the one who covers. But Allah is yet again calling us again and again and again into His countenance, into His court, into the most beloved of places, into the masajid. We have to be thankful for that, my beloved brothers. We have to show extreme gratitude for that. And if we do, Allah will one day give us the ability to come out of that filth as well. And the next thing that we should try and develop that emotion is having hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah, even though He's giving us respite, He's giving us chance after chance after chance to make up for our amends, to amend our wrongdoings, to make up for it, to make it right, still be fearful that Allah has the ability to punish us. Allah is sari'ul hisab. He's quick to punish as well when it comes. He's shadidul iqab. When His punishment comes, it comes very severely. Try and keep these qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your mind. Or yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafoorul Rahim as well. You find the balance between the two. Inshallah, this will help us increase in our khushu' within prayer. And lastly, the last advice for today is focus your heart fully on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try and pray as if you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you can't achieve that, then keep in mind that Allah is watching you. Try and instill this quality within yourself, my beloved brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give, first of all, me the ability to act upon these advices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each and every single one of us here the ability to act upon these advices. Whatever good that we have heard, go home and pass it on to your women folk so that they can implement this in their prayers as well. My beloved brothers, a little bit of a reminder to the women folk, they end up surpassing me and you as well. That's all they do. They hold on to a little reminder that they have. Now, one time I heard this. I know Allah has said this. I know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said this. And you give it to them. Watch them surpass you in their a'mal. My beloved brothers, it's our duty as men folk to educate our women folk as well. Go home and pass on this message as well, inshallah. May Allah give us all the ability to act upon these advices, and inshallah accept it from us and allow us to develop khushu' and khudu' within our prayers. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Brothers, if you see an open space in front of you, do not hesitate to move forward and fill the gaps. Jazakumullah khair.